listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. We've heard from Optus tonight detailing the impact of the recent cyber attack. 1.2 million people had an active ID compromised that will need to be replaced. They should have already been contacted. A further 900,000 people had expired IDs stolen as well as personal info. CEO Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin says they may need to take further action.
We are still awaiting confirmation from those licensing authorities about whether action needs to be taken. And we are deeply sorry that this could occur. That is why we have launched an independent review so we can understand what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again.
The New South Wales Premier is calling for lifetime bans for the soccer fans who gave Nazi salutes and booed the welcome to country during Saturday night's Australia Cup final in Sydney. Dominic Perrottet says that behaviour isn't on in a place like Australia.
And there are standards that we expect. We are a tolerant, inclusive society. They should be banned immediately when they're found.
A new study highlights the importance of taking action to address the current labour crisis. The National Skills Commission has found Australia is on track to have a shortage of nearly 100,000 workers in the care sector within 5 years. And last night's NRL Grand Final has proven a ratings fizzer for Channel 9, with just 2.37 million people tuned in for the season decider. That's around a million fewer than for last year's game. This year's Dally M and Clive Churchill medalists have both missed out on selection in the Kangaroo squad for the upcoming Rugby League World Cup. Instead, Nico Hines and Dylan Edwards are on standby should there be any injuries in Mal Meninga's side. 13 players will make their debut, while Roosters star James Tedesco will skip at the side.
I don't think there's a higher honour to represent Australia and put that Australian jersey on and then being given the opportunity to captain and lead the whole country. I don't think there's a higher honour in the game.
Plenty of teams are striking the iron while it's hot. The trades are coming in. GWS have offloaded Tim Taranto to Richmond and Bobby Hill to the Pies. Amongst the picks in exchange, it includes 12, 19 and a future second. While footy expert Tom Brown says the Magpies also have their sights set on a host of players.
Frampton, they're in a good position to get him. Fiorini, they're in a reasonable position to get him. As for Tom Mitchell, he's at the bottom end of Collingwood's priorities.
And Essendon has appointed former NAB chief Andrew Thornburn as their new CEO.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.